In today's Mishnah, we learn the 10th and 11th Mishnah and the 3rd Perek of Masechta Makot. The Mishnah now asks, Kama Malkin Otov? We've been discussing lashes, how much does one receive? So Mishnah says, Arba'im Chaser Achat, that he receives 40 minus 1. In other words, 39 lashes. Shene'amar, as it says, B'mispar Arba'im. Now, you have to be careful here because this is bridging to Psukim. Kederu Shatol B'mispar, and the next pasuk says Arba'im Yakenel. But Chachamim understand when it says B'mispar Arba'im, literally that means with or in the number 40. So Mishnah says that would be minyan shehu samuch la'arbeim. This would be therefore he gets the number that is just before, prior to 40. So you can imagine he's getting lashes, they're counting 1, 2, 3, and when we reach the number where the next count will be 40, that's when they stop. In other words, he receives 39. Rabbi Huda says differently. He says, no, we take the pasuk literally. It says arba'im yakenu, so therefore arba'im shleimot hu lokeh. He gets 40 lashes. So the Mishnah then has a question. V'heichan hu lokeh atayatera. As we will learn in today's Mishnah and tomorrow's Mishnah, is that they would break up the Malkut into groups of threes. And there would be two on each shoulder and one on the front. And as we'll learn in the next Mishnah as well, when they would assess how many lashes a person will receive, they'd still do that in groups of threes. So it would always have to be divisible by three. That being the case, if someone's getting the full 40, where's the extra lash going to go? And the Mishnah says that would be Ben Ketefav. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that would be between his shoulders. Let's now learn the 11th Mishnah. Mishnah says, Ein omdinoto ela ma'akot haru lishtalesh. And as I explained, when they would give someone lashes, there would be a medical assessment of how many lashes an individual who's liable to lashes can receive, because they didn't want to kill the individuals through his lashes. So the Mishnah says that whenever they do the assessment, it would be in lots of threes. So Mishnah now says, Am duhu lekabel arbaim. If they assess that he could receive the full 39, and it says, Lakam miktzan, and as he's receiving these lashes, and importantly, they've already started, the Amru and the doctor there says, She'enu yachol lakabel arbaim, that they need to stop because he wouldn't be able to bear any more, in other words, not go the full amount, then you say, Patro, that's enough, he's exempt. He can go home, and he doesn't have to come back and receive any more. Amdu lakabel shmona asre. What if the medical assessment was he could only receive 18? However, Mishalaka Amru, once he received the full 18, they said, look, he's looking pretty fit, he seems to be bearing it well. Sheachol kabel abraim, he could go the full amount. Mishnah says, patur, he's exempt. Meaning once they've made the assessment, this is how much he has to receive, that's the amount he will receive and no more. Importantly, that's only if, as I explained, they started giving the lashes. If, however, prior to them beginning the lashes, the doctor's deliberating, it could be 18, it could be 40, and he changes his mind, he could change his mind at that stage. Avar avera shesh ba shnei lavim. What happens if an individual violates a prohibition or prohibitions and is liable to multiple sets of lashes? As we said in yesterday's Mishnah, how someone could do one act and be liable to multiple sets of malkut. So Mishnah says, Omdu omer echad. What the doctor does is they come along and see in one go how many lashes can this individual receive in one go. In other words, if he could receive only 42, then 42 would be sufficient. And then loke or patur. Once it's assessed, he can receive 42. He receives 42 and doesn't have to receive any more. However, the imlav, if they only assessed for him with respect to one of the prohibitions, not for both, then loke, he receives the lashes. Umitrape, he'd go home and recover, and then forzer, and then come back and receive the second set of lashes. The Gemara explains that if, when they're doing the assessment, this is what Kahati explains and adds at the end of the Mishnah, is if when they're doing the assessment, they work out that this individual can only receive 39 or even 41, so in other words, it would drop down to 39, then it would be considered as if the individual received an assessment for only one of the lavim. And then, once again, he would have to receive that 39, recover, come back, and receive the second set of malkut. Those are the Mishnah today.